And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Can I take these off? All right. What is this? This looks good. Wow. That's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos, select styles only.
Critics agree Dora and the Lost City of Gold is the family film you've been searching for.
Go get it!
It's packed with action, full of surprises, and will knock your boots off.
The discovery of a lifetime.
Dora and the Lost City of Gold, rated PG, now playing.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Meaningless Activity. So, you know, watching Netflix is the ultimate meaningless activity, right? You don't get anything. You're not really learning anything. You're just kind of spacing out. And I don't know what that's going to do to the future of our society, but it's not going to be good. I'll tell you that. Let's talk about one of the most popular Netflix originals, even though it's really a UK TV show from the 90s. But anyway, Americanized version, House of Cards, was originally, the first 13 episodes, first season, was released on February 1st, 2013, and... it won tons of Golden Globes. Spacey winning. Wright winning. Rest were all nominations. But of course, the sixth season, the final season, we didn't have Spacey because of his sexual misconduct allegations, which, I don't really want to talk about, because it's all just kind of disturbing and depressing, you know. But anyway, I want to focus more on the sixth season because it was so awful. And I don't know if it was because we're missing the main character, or who we thought was the main character. One of the things that this show did that no other show really did for this demographic was breaking the fourth wall. I mean, that's a huge thing. Several movies do it, like one of my favorite movies, Adventures of Ford Fairlane, breaks the fourth wall all the time. Growing up, I watched Clarissa Explains It All and Saved by the Bell, breaking the fourth wall all the time. So, I was used to it going in. And, being my age group, I think it was fine. It was actually kind of cool to me, as someone who grew up watching fourth wall breaking shows or movies. This was just kind of a natural, I love it. And I did love it. I loved the first season. But my emotion toward it, my positive emotion towards the series, dwindled after every single series, right? Love number one, and then you're like love number two, you like number three. You put out with number four, you're annoyed with number five, and you hate number six, right? So every previous season we had 13 episodes. And then the final season we had eight. And then it doesn't even seem like there was an ending, really. I did like Robin Wright's performance. You know, she led the series with Michael Kelly. And I don't know if those two characters were just crooked enough to keep me interested. It's just too bad that the actor that played the crookedest character ended up being pretty crooked himself. So, try to add in Diane Lane and Greg Kinnear to make things more balanced, I guess. But what do the critics say? You know how I love to talk about critics. I love it. Baltimore Sun, quote, "I love TV drama that speaks to the cultural moment the way this series does. And, as I have said over and over, hashtag MeToo is a landmark moment." Thank you. I don't really see how that plays. Esquire, quote, "Kevin Spacey's absence haunts the final season of House of Cards. Just as the show wouldn't work without Claire Underwood, it doesn't exactly work without Frank." And, you know, they try to do recordings of Frank because Netflix is, you know, they cut off all ties with Frank Underwood. And that's probably for the best, to be honest. Rotten Tomatoes, 71%. Based on 59 reviews, average of 6.19. Rotten Tomatoes, quote, "House of Cards folds slightly under the weight of its labyrinthian ending. Thankfully, Robin Wright's commanding performance is strong enough to keep it standing strong." Sometimes I don't know how to read these reviews because of their use of English vocabulary as trying to be somewhat poetic. Ugh, so annoying. Vanity Fair, quote, "House of Cards collapses, finally." I'm sorry, this is obviously my first time. I do this show just live to tape. And this is my first time reading that. And it's so lame. So lame. Sorry, continue, quote, Down a star and out of things to say, season 6 flounders." Okay. Do we really need to keep doing puns? You can't do puns and then use, like, complex words at the end to sound fancy. The Guardian, quote, "We still need to talk about Kevin. It's impossible not to miss Spacey's presence as Robin Wright struggles to make her mark and save Netflix's biggest show." Oh, first big show. Sorry, whatever. Who cares? Yeah, I mean, I get that. You do miss... I don't miss Kevin Spacey. I miss Frank Underwood, you know? Let's just be clear about that. But maybe if she had a southern drawl to her voice and lied more to people and was more honest with us. But I understand they wanted to save the big "Who Killed Frank" till the end. But I mean, she should have just been honest with us. She really should have been. The AV Club, quote, C-. Praising Wright's direction, but criticizing the writing and the characterization of Claire during the final season. Okay, whatever. Entertainment Weekly gave it a D, saying the flaw was there was too much a large focus on Frank and his legacy. Okay. And then one of my favorite from Vox, 1.5-star rating. What is the point of the half out of 5? Quote, "Saved the worst for last," quote. And I agree that. I agree completely. They, you know, as I mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, I talked about how the relationship with the show just started to sour, which happens. But it usually doesn't happen after six seasons, you know? I expect that's kind of, with most shows, you're still, you know, it's after the honeymoon, but it's still, things are going good. Apparently not. Apparently not. And their choice to make it so short, and it was just like, eh. I know they love to, you know, it's a political show, so they obviously have to have some sort of inspiration from actual political characters and, you know, political players in real life. So they said they inspired Kinnear and Lane's character after the Koch brothers, and then they tried to make it political. So they wanted to introduce some nasty Republicans because they spent five seasons focusing on nasty Democrats. It's acceptable to do that, right? You know, make the show more political. One of the reasons it was so good in the beginning is because we really didn't talk about, quote, the party. You know, we just talked, it's a show, okay? Just make it good. Quit making it political, especially towards the end. But that's what they like to do. You know, that's what they do over there. Whatever. All right. Horrible. Horrible ending. Great start. Horrible ending. Thanks for nothing, Netflix.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Porsche, Ford GT, Ferrari, Corvette. The battle is on for the EMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship at Virginia International Raceway. See who wins during the Michelin GT Challenge, August 23rd through 25th. Tickets include pit access so you can rub elbows with the drivers and be there as the green flag drops. Located near Danville, Virginia, free to ages 16 and under and active military. Includes free parking. Tickets at VIRnow.com. That's VIRnow.com. Virginia International Raceway.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How do you keep your family healthy this season when it feels like everyone around you is getting sick? I use Sambucol. It's drug-free and scientifically tested to help support your immunity. Sambucol has the power of black elderberry in every purple bottle. It comes in tablets, syrup, chewables, or my kids' favorite, the great-tasting gummies. So this cold and flu season, support your family's immunity with Sambucol Black Elderberry. It's the only one I trust for my family. And best of all, my kids love it too.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.